Pat Bagley, the Salt Lake Tribune's, you know, renowned local cartoonist, is sort of the ringleader of this thing. They're doing some pretty cool stuff, particularly open to the public. There's a couple of things I wanted to highlight. On Saturday morning at 11:30 at the Salt Lake City Main Library Auditorium, they're having a discussion called Satire and the Sacred, From Mohammed to Mormon Underwear. And they're bringing in a First Amendment absolutist, Victor Novosky is his name, and a BYU professor of Islamic studies, Daniel Peterson. They're going to talk about how cartoonists address these controversial issues, with Bagley moderating. Then on Saturday night, it's a big party. They're calling it Cartoons and Cocktails. For a mere, you know, $40 a pop, $75 for a couple, you get live music from Hot Club of Zion. It's down at the Little America at 6:30 on Saturday, and you can bid on original cartoons from all these guys. Really cool stuff. I would love to get some of that on the walls of my house.
So it's really unusual when you have a convention in town for the public to be invited.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's maybe the nature of the art form, is these guys are in newspapers every day, so they are public artists who are working on the fly like a journalist does, but you get to go in and interact with them. It's a pretty cool thing. I'm really excited for this. It's coming to Salt Lake.
And then you've got Pat Benatar.
Hey, you know, when it comes to old 80s standards and MTV pioneers, Pat Benatar ranks right up there. And when I've been listening to her music the last few days, it's really interesting how she puts on that strong woman image. And we all think of the 80s as these sort of waif-like women, or Madonna, who was doing this sort of very pop-oriented thing.
Pat Benatar had Heart, you know, from the 70s.
Heart, true,
too,
true, that's right.
Kind of setting the
They were in the lull there in the early 80s before their comeback. Benatar was one of those folks who, you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High famously had like six different characters who dressed just like her. Pretty funny. So her and her husband, Neil Giraldo, who have written the songs together all along, they tour together. They're playing at the Sandy City Amphitheater on Wednesday night. That should be a pretty fun show. Other things going on this week. The Warped Tour is at the State Fair Park on Saturday all day long, if you like your poppy punk stuff. Isley and Say Anything are on Tuesday at In the Venue. Los Lobos and Alejandro Escovedo, two of my favorites that we've talked about before, July 4th up at Deer Valley. So a big week.